From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least 44 people were killed and hundreds more wounded by a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port of Tianjin late Wednesday. Pictures and videos show gigantic plumes of fire and a mushroom cloud that dwarfed nearby high-rise buildings and sent a massive shockwave that rattled residents several kilometers from the blast site. Journalists, rescue workers, and business owners and onlookers still skirted checkpoints to reach some of the worst-hit areas Thursday morning. VOA's Bill Ide was one of those journalists.
I'm standing next to some massive apartment complexes, and pretty much all of the windows have been blown out in these apartment complexes. There's also a massive exhibition hall, which is nearby. And huge steel doors with glass in them have been blown out. You really, when you stand here, you really get a sense of just how powerful this explosion was.
State media say at least 32 people remain in critical condition after the explosions. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 62 people. It's one of the capital's largest bomb attacks in months. Dozens more were wounded when a refrigerated truck packed with explosive was detonated just after dawn at the crowded Jamila Market in Sadr City, according to officials. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the attack. It was the latest attack by the Islamic State on areas dominated by Shiites, who it considers to be heretics. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The United States says it has begun flying manned missions from a Turkish airbase to deliver airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria. The Pentagon released a statement late Wednesday saying the F-16 airstrikes began earlier that day, launched from Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey. The coalition began flying unmanned missions from the base earlier this month. China has allowed the value of its yuan currency to weaken against the dollar for a third consecutive day. The central bank Thursday set the yuan's daily reference point just over 1% lower from the previous day at about $6.40 per dollar. Beijing strictly controls the yuan, allowing it to trade within a range of 2% above or below the reference point. So far, the currency has lost around 4% since the initial change in the market midpoint. Greek lawmakers are expected to vote later Thursday on a bill to approve a $93 billion bailout package from the European Union. The bill would impose harsh new spending cuts and tax hikes in exchange for the funding that will enable Athens to make a payment on its debt to European Central Bank later this month. Greece needs the money by August 20th. That's when it must repay about $3.5 billion in debt to the European Central Bank. The UN Secretary General has taken strong action in response to the latest sexual abuse allegations against UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. From the United Nations, VOA's Margaret Bashir reports.
UN Chief Ban Ki-moon said he had asked for and accepted the resignation of his top envoy in the CAR, Lieutenant General Babacar Gaye. He said although the longtime Senegalese diplomat and military officer had served tirelessly at the head of the UN mission, he wants to send a strong message.
Sexual exploitation and abuse is a global scourge and systemic challenge that demands a systemic response.
The UN deployed its mission, known by its acronym MINUSCA, a year ago. Since then, there have been several allegations of sexual abuse of children. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Myanmar's President Thein Sein has carried out a purge of the leadership of the country's ruling party Thursday in a major political shakeup ahead of the national elections in November. The party released a statement saying the Union Solidarity and Development Chairman was Shui Man was removed from that post because of his duties as both party leader and parliamentary speaker were too much of a burden. Pakistani National Security Advisor Sartaj Aziz Thursday confirmed he will travel to New Delhi on August 23rd for talks with his Indian counterpart. The Indian Prime Minister and his Pakistani counterpart in a meeting last month in Russia agreed to open talks between their national security advisors. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.